Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I got to be honest, Susie, that traffic report was a little overrated when there are animals on the road. Mm. Didn't say what kind of animals. Mm. Could have been a porcupine.
Could have
been a hyena.
Mm.
Could have been a grizzly bear.
Sure.
Could have been a kitty cat. Just animals on the road. Don't you think we need to know which kind of animals were on the road?
How many?
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Was a crate carrying pigs? How bad of a situation are we up against here?
Yeah.
Very poor
job. If you could pick any animal. And that's the animal on the road. What are you selecting? And by the way, if it's an animal and a nearby neighborhood has adopted this animal, my God, they're all going to go into, they're going to freak out like the cougar, the turkey. I mean, this is our new thing now.
Yeah.
We're adopting wild animals like they're our dog or something. Knock it off.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to know what animal? Or should
yeah.
I just move on?
No, what animal?
I don't know. Are we talking about one animal? If I had one animal on the road that I'd like to see? Is that the question?
Yeah. Blois Olson suggesting a kangaroo. That'd be very good.
I was going to say a rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros would be good.
Sounds dangerous.
You might stop. Wouldn't
for me, if it was near Edina and they were cougars, I probably would take off and wouldn't finish the show.
Hey.
I'm here all weekend.
I know you are.
All right, Susie.
Yeah.
I have complete faith in you. Dave has none. You're up, by the way. We'd love more texts. What do you have for underrated, overrated, properly rated? All available to you. What do you have? 651-461-9226. You're up, Susie.
Okay. Let me begin with overrated. In my opinion, the Oscars show was overrated. To me, was boring and flat. I wasn't dazzled. I was more, who is it that didn't have his pants on? I mean,
John Cena.
Yes. That was a little hokey. I mean, it was sort of, you know, and I get it. They try to do blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I just wasn't impressed with the Oscars last night. And generally, I like the Oscars. I like to, you know, just, I don't know. It just felt maybe I'm all. The other thing is that there are so many stinking award shows that it's sort of a foregone conclusion. There's no mystery. I mean, it's like you kind of, I mean, I guess, you know, who's going to win? You assume the same people that won the Golden Globe and the SAG Awards also won this one. Am I wrong?
I'm going to talk a little more Oscars at 2:35, but
we'll
I'll react. Emma Stone was a surprise. I thought the Kimmel monologue was meh at best. But as I said before, I just so love the I'm Just Ken. I thought the Gosling thing was just fantastic.
He is funny. Yeah, he's funny.
We need way more of that where they're not taking themselves so serious.
Absolutely. 100%.
All right. Overrated the Oscars. Hollywood's dead to you, in other words.
Hollywood's dead to me. Okay, I'm going to go with this one. Okay, I have four things, and I'll kind of set it up. So I went to see some women's basketball the past 4 days, and the first time I watched Caitlin Clark play, I was like, huh? What's the big deal? She was missing everything. I was like, this is not, there's nothing dazzling about this woman. I'm going to go home. And then, of course, Sunday came and she showed up.
Well, actually, Sunday she started atrociously. She missed her first 9 shots, but then
of course
she was the monster that she is. She was the phenomenal player that she was. Is it possible, Dave Ergen, that Susie motivated her?
I think it was. I think it's absolutely. Did you bring it up on the Sunday shows early?
Sunday morning. Yeah. 7 a.m. We were talking about stress and health, heart health.
Speaking of stress,
and I thought
Caitlin's clearly stressed because she's terrible. Is that what you went
with?
That's
what I said.
She was probably tuning in.
I've never seen her play in person, obviously. I went there. I had Al Schock and I sat together in the media area, and everyone doing, doing, doing. And I'm like, what? What? Who is this bird?
Were you covering this at all, or we just used the press passes to watch?
I just used the press passes to watch and get a sandwich. And I had a really nice
Okay, so now it's Dave. She went there to use a free ticket and to be fed, and she wanted to be entertained, and she wasn't entertained.
I was not entertained. Yeah. Okay, I don't know how much time you're going to give me. Okay, Kirk Cousins.
Yes, so, we're waiting.
I don't think he's going to be a Minnesota Viking anymore. Nah. I feel like we're a bit in trouble as far as quarterbacks go and the future of the Minnesota Vikings. And so I would say to Kirk Cousins, he's now, in my opinion, underrated. And the reason I say that is we watched those schmoggies muddle their way through the season last year, the astronaut and the other guy and the one that closed his eyes and threw the ball up in the air. Those fill-in quarterbacks.
Yes.
Those part-timers, those schmoggies. I call them schmoggies. They certainly make Kirk Cousin look
good.
A lot more attractive.
Yes.
So I
he's a good-looking man.
He is. He's funny. He's sort of a dork. Yeah, I think I can call him a dork.
He takes
he
sort of
plays
out of it.
Up to his,
With his
he plays
wife
up to his dorkiness very well. It's worked out fine for him.
And I guess I'll say I feel disappointed or confused or I don't know what I think, but the whole debacle over Princess Catherine, Kate Middleton, and her picture, and I don't know how many ways to Sunday the royal family can screw stuff up. You know, really?
Well, can we stay with that one? Okay. So she looked away today, leaving Windsor Castle, right? So we see that she's alive, but she looked away. This is the photo she put out with the kids. And then I guess if you're an expert in photo editing, you could see like 15 mistakes. Mm. All of us will edit photos, you know. It's kind of been weird though, right, Susie? Mm-hmm. When she was in the hospital, the last time we saw her was January 29th. It's mm-hmm. March 11th today. Mm-hmm. That's a bit mysterious, don't you think?
It is. And the question is, what is the line at Buckingham Palace? Are you going to tell us the truth or are you going to not say anything?
Nah.
But don't be in the middle. So this little half-assed level of, oh, we got to show him Kate's fine and here's this picture. Don't do that. If you want to be private, be private and take the heat for being private. I mean, obviously, Princess Diana, you know, Meghan Markle and Harry. I mean, this family does not deal with crisis very well.
No, they're not very good at it.
No.
All right.
No.
So let's pause.
That's what I got for you, my love.
All good.
Okay.
All good.
Mm-hmm.
Hang around for the rest of us.
Yeah.
We'll chime in. I'd also love for other people to offer up their thoughts and in the topics we've raised or what you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated. How do you get a hold of us? It's simple. Same number as you call, as you text, 651-461-9226.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dave, would you like to explain the music theme today?
Sure, I can do that. Well, we all saw the big number at the Oscars last night, I'm Just Ken, when Ryan Gosling doing a tremendous job. It was incredible. So we're paying tributes to Ken today. We've heard from Kenny Loggins. This is Kenny Rogers, of course. We'll hear from a lot of Kens, because you know what? Maybe Kens don't get enough respect in this world.
Well, there's that. You let
Susie, when you think of a Ken and not barbing Ken, which Ken comes to mind?
I mean, Ken is different than Kenny. If you said Kenny, I'd say Kenny Rogers, Kenny Chesney, you know. But Ken, no, what was the other musical person that was Kenny?
Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins, Kenny Rogers. Yeah, no. I don't know. That's a tough one.
They're not, I mean.
But my question to you,
Ken,
Chad, is.
Ken Jennings? I mean, we don't. I don't really think of a lot of Kens, you know?
No, no. Do you allow David Harrigan to control the media? I mean, the music. The music.
Every day. Thanks for listening.
No, I just wanted to know. I mean, you could stomp on that and say, listen, dude, that's hokey. I don't want to play that kind of music.
No. Wow. If I offer a suggestion, Dave, tell Susie what you say to me.
Stay in your lane.
Wow.
Yeah, he's tried stomping, and I just stomp him right back.
Jeez. Yeah.
It's the one bit of control I have.
And you
he's a stomper.
It. He's a stomper.
We've known about it.
Yeah.
All right, Harrigan, what do you have?
I sensed last segment you were either on the verge or just outright ripping Susie for using her status as a media member to get into the Big Ten women's basketball tournament over the weekend.
Yes. It's rather fraudulent.
Overrated Chad's fraudulence. You're the guy who's told the story 45 times about using your father and Ahmad Rashad to get Johnny Carson's tickets to the French Open, for goodness sake. Allow her to go to see Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
Overrated, you.
Well, for sure. My hypocrisy is demonstrated on a regular basis.
Right?
I mean, let's not say I'm not a fraud in that area. But those were actual tickets.
No.
This is this is Susie sitting in press row and sitting with Al while eating the free media food.
Did she not just report on her experience here on 830 WCCO?
That's it. She was there for Overrated. Okay.
That's right. I didn't file a report. And then guess what I did after I watched Caitlin bonk the shot? I went up even worse. I snuck up to the suite level with my media pass. Because my friend is with organization that brings events to Minneapolis. And she said, we're in 172. And I said, okay. And then I went and ate more.
See ya, Al. I'm out.
Well, exactly. Well, normally we got the same seven people who bring all these events here. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're making millions of dollars. Which one was this? I'm going to guess. I think I know who it was.
We're not going to dump on them because they've been working really hard to get the Big Ten here. Minnesota Sports and Entertainment, my friend Wendy. She let me come up in the suite. Not the
Wendy
whole game.
Wendy is a part of this all the time, man. They're always bringing events here. I think that group, Dave, I think they make, here's the figure I've heard, $50 million a year.
That is not true.
$50 million. Dave, what have you heard? What's the figure?
I think it's 75.
Oh, you guys.
$75 million a year.
Listen, they work very hard.
Well, of course they do. Now that they brought you up in the suite, I didn't expect you to criticize them then. All right. What do you got other than I'm a fraud? We knew that.
It's properly rated. Also overrated, stomach flu, norovirus, whatever it is, whatever went through half of my family last week, the reason I was out for a couple days. Let's see, wife puking all night one night.
Brody.
Me having interest in helping her for about an hour and two and then saying, good luck
you're
to you, hon.
Own.
I got to get some snooze time. The next night having a kid throw up in the public women's restroom while we were out for ice skating lessons, and then having to go in and clean that mess up. All of it overrated, and there's more and more and more. It's just the worst.
Mm-hmm. You want your beautiful baby daughters to clean up after themselves. Is that what you're suggesting?
Get down there.
No, but when they say, hey, my tummy hurts, I got to go to the bathroom. Okay, that's fine. And then they a mom who was in the restroom at the time has to tell her husband to go find the guy in the blue jacket. Hey, your daughter just threw up and it's everywhere.
Oh God.
And then I have to go in while she barricades the room and make sure there's no other women in there. So I'm not looking like a creep and I have to clean this up and clean her up as fast as I can. It's not an enjoyable Tuesday evening, Chad.
No, it's not. It's definitely not.
Last overrated is just people that litter. People that litter, seeing the story over the weekend about how our highways are just completely covered with garbage everywhere. And on Friday, going for a run after work here and crossing
La-di-da.
Over.
I had to work that in, didn't he, Susie? Mm-hmm. I was running.
I didn't tell you how long it was and how far, how much pavement I pounded. But going over a pedestrian bridge over 35W. And watching a guy who was about 50 feet in front of me, walking the same way as I was approaching to pass, take his 32-ounce cup from wherever, finish it up, and just toss it up over the fence onto 35W.
What a ding-dong.
What a jerk. What an absolute
jerk. Jackass. Let's just call it out. The people in garbage. It's awful. By the way, we need to get to this. This is Mike McCartney. He is Kirk Cousins' agent. And he has just tweeted out in the last minute, excited for at Kirk Cousins agreeing to a four-year deal with the Atlanta Falcons.
Wow.
He's gone. Do we have Hall & Oates? Yeah. Do you have that nearby?
Yeah.
He's gone. Kirk Cousins signs 4 years with the Falcons. Now, 4 years, you think, whoa, does he really get 4 years? Let's see which part is guaranteed. Normally, he only signs guaranteed deals. But, yes, Mike McCartney, who is Kirk's agent, nobody's going to break it more than him, that Kirk Cousins has agreed to a four-year deal with the Atlanta Falcons. Chip Scoggins is with us in 30. We'll discuss a little more with Chipper then. We'll probably talk a little bit more about it after the break. I want to jump in on mine. I could give you Scarlett Johansson and how fantastic she was as Katie Britt. I could give you how sick of the daylight saving time argument I am because it's overrated. But I'm going to mention my ex-wife, Kathleen, who is 60 today.
Aww.
We met when I started at then WDGY, and I sat in my car because I was very confused, Susie, if I had made the right decision. I wanted no part of coming back to Minneapolis-St. Paul, none, zero, zilch, because of a certain colleague of yours and his presence in town. But in particular, Tim Leiwicki of the Timberwolves just blew me away. I was so impressed by him. He's still the smartest person I've ever met in sports. He's that brilliant. So to have a chance to work with the Wolves and then host a talk show, I never had even thought about wanting to host a talk show. Okay, listen to him, in particular, Suchi Boy and Patrick, but it wasn't really my desire. And I had a chance to go back to Orlando where I had a good job, and I sat in my car, and I like to talk to myself. Do you talk to yourself, Susan? Because
yes.
I literally talk to myself.
Yes.
And I said to myself in my whatever car I had then, well, this job's going to change my life. So I get out of my driver's side. I grab whatever bag I had back then, and I step out and bump into this woman. And I bump into this tall woman who I look at and say, wow, she is beautiful. And it turns out that was Kathleen.
Oh.
And she was marketing promotions, and we became friends first for months. And then, look, she's only human. Of course she was going to fall for me, you know?
You dog.
I'm kidding. So we fell in love. We got married on my birthday. By the way, I proposed to her on her birthday. We got married on my birthday. You can't make it up. Our divorce filing became official on her birthday.
Oh, goodness.
Years later. Yeah.
And I think it's marvelous that you are friends, you know, really, and that in your life that that you've set aside any sort of misgivings or whatever the reason for the divorce was, and you've said, you know, our life together is certainly Quinn, but all your kids, and I just think it's remarkable, and I commend you.
I really appreciate that. You know, we have three amazing kids. You know, Hunter's girlfriend Michaela is out here. She's phenomenal.
Mm.
And we started this adventure out here where we're living in California for 2 months. We haven't lived together since late 06. We did it in many ways for Q.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a chance to go to LA a couple times. We're going to Vegas. We've just tried to expose Quentin to as much as possible, and we've got along in a tremendous way. At times during divorce, we both probably want to run each over with the car. Yeah, probably so. You know, there was a reason why we got a divorce. But the biggest thing I know is Kathleen is a great human being.
Oh.
And she just is. And she still makes me laugh. She's still smart. She's an amazing mom.
Oh.
And we're not married. But I am incredibly lucky to have my ex-wife as one of my best friends on the planet.
Oh,
who I trust.
Awesome.
So well, and I still drive her nuts. She still drives me nuts, not as much because I'm more the annoying one.
Mm.
But for us to have this at this point in our life, and she won't care what I say. She's 60 today.
Yeah.
I am her boy toy. I am 2 years younger than her. I am her Ryan Gosling.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
of course you are.
I am significantly younger. But if you can have a relationship with someone and go through all the challenges we have, mm-hmm. including with Q,
mm-hmm.
and have some difficult times. And in the end, I met Kathleen in May of 1990 and still just have a great relationship with my ex-wife. I'm very lucky. So Kathleen is underrated. Happy birthday to her. Yes, exactly. Yes. Kirk Cousins is off to the Atlanta Falcons. Couple more comments on that. We come back. Then we'll talk about it more extensively with Chip. But also, 4 years ago today, we know what started. We'll discuss that when we come back on CCO.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Kirk is kind of a Ken, wouldn't you say? Dave Harrigan says your music theme is Ken's of I'm Just Ken from Ryan Gosling, Barbie, and the brilliant performance he offered in the Oscars, he never really was a number one. I mean, a number one as a franchise, big knocker quarterback.
I think that's...
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's fair to say for the most part. Obviously, the Vikings certainly paid him like a number one. But yeah. League-wide, he's seen as, oh, yeah, and Kirk Cousins, he's pretty good.
Yeah, and he's not pretty good. He's not Larry David pretty good.
No.
He is consistently, to me, if you really want to be kind, he's on the edge of a top 10 quarterback. But more often than not, to me, he was a little further back, 12, 14, somewhere in there, I think, on a regular basis. I don't accept for 1 second this nonsense offered up by the Vikings propagandists that he was just on the verge of brilliance last year and he just got the offense and it was all clicking in. First of all, they were 1-4 at one point last year. And I know it's against the modern game to ever evaluate a quarterback with the team's record. I don't buy that, by the way. I don't accept that. By the way, can you look up Kirk's record against teams with a winning record? Because it's about 25%. That one, I'm sorry, that is telling. Kirk, in his last two games with the Vikings, he had that Monday night game against the 49ers where he was fantastic. Okay? He was fantastic in that game. That's no JJ. By the way, they won games without JJ last year. That's why anybody says you can't ever discuss trading JJ. I don't agree at all. I need to be blown away, but I would listen. Then they were beating the Packers in resounding fashion when the Packers stunk. Okay? So he has great stretches. The guy puts up numbers. And they'll miss him. But it's been 6 years. Thanks very much. Top quality human being. Everybody I know who deals with him behind the scenes says, if you think he's a diva behind the scenes, wrong guy. He's a legit good person. But who thinks right now they're gonna duplicate the 13-4 season from a couple years ago? That was, to Kirk's credit, to O'Connell's credit, and to magnificent skill and good fortune winning all those one-score games. I don't know if you remember that, Dave, but they won a few one-score games in the 22 season. Never came up, I know.
Just about three or four of them, right? That was it?
About 100 of them, it seemed like.
Well, that's different.
If they get Cousins back, they lose to Neil Hunter. They bring in this other guy, Grenard, who they've signed today, who a lot of people added to the fifth or sixth best overall free agent out there. With all their defensive issues, do you think they matched up with the best teams in the NFC, Dave? I don't. Do you?
Well, I don't. But then again, they beat the 49ers. But I think on a week to week basis, no, they definitely did not. There were too many flaws that were, you know, exposed time and time again, and some of those after Kirk left. But you know, some of those were also with the defense towards the end of the year after Kirk left, and certainly he had no bearing on that.
I am by no means suggesting that Kirk Cousins is just an average quarterback. He is a good quarterback. There are a lot of great quarterbacks in this league. And with the Vikings, he signed when their defense was at peak. Apparently, it was just starting to slip. I mean, if you want to evaluate, did Kirk live up to expectations? They signed him as one of the top free agents when they just experienced the Case Keenum phenomenon. The 13-3 season, the miracle, the crushing loss to the Eagles And then all of a sudden you're going to add Cousins and you're going to win. Did he live up to that? The answer has to be no, right? If they won one playoff game, the answer has to be no, but then with more to it, right? Because you're correct. The offensive line this year finally is above average. Most of the years Cousins was here, the offensive line was dreadful. He was getting hit more than any in the league. The defense fell precipitously when Kirk arrived, to the point they were pretty dreadful in Zimmer's last year. Then even in the 13-4 season, Dave, that defense with Ed Donatell, you're like, how are they winning these games? So when you look at their record during Kirk's run, is he at the top of the list? Hell no. Played every game until the Achilles. Was above average. Still has a great arm. Can make throws. When the pocket breaks, he's below average. When he has that clean pocket, he's very good. I just think considering the issues that they have on the defensive side of the ball, where they really need to concentrate, and also he's going to be 36 coming off an Achilles. I think it was time to move on. I don't think it would have been a terrible decision if he comes back. But for me, Dave, I think you just have to cut the cord sometimes. Sometimes you shake hands with people who still are pretty good at their job and say, we just got to try something different. Not just for different sake, but we believe in something. How about a quarterback at an entry-level contract? You get your Sam Darnold. You get your Ryan Tannehill. And then you get Bo Nix or you get J.J. McCarthy, get somebody, and try to find your franchise quarterback. Does that fall flat in his face way more than we think? Yeah, especially at the 11th pick. But it was time to move forward, in my belief. Okay, let's do this. Let's pause. A couple callers already on hold. The texts are coming in. Kirk Cousins to Atlanta. What is your immediate reaction? You're disappointed. You're crushed. You're dejected. I'm not certain. I want to know what they do next. You're elated. It's time to move on. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. All right, before you jump in, Dave, I want to push back on one of my points. Adam Schefter, Tommy Pelissero, coming up with the money for Kirk. Just your normal four-year, $180 million. But the bigger part, just again, 4 years, $180 million. He's a Hall of Fame negotiator. Okay, we'll debate his Hall of Fame status later. $100 million guaranteed. $90 million for 24 and 25. So he's getting, here's what it is. He's getting $45 million per for the next 2 years, guaranteed. Then it's $10 million of a buyout, I'm sure, in 26. Or they keep paying him. If they keep paying him, it's also another $45 million. It's good to be Kirk. Man, it is good to be Kirk. So here's another question. Do you think the Vikings should have paid Kirk $45 million guaranteed for 24 and 25? This has been a number out there for a while. A lot of us tossed it out. Some more speculating, some more informed. I guess the $45 million doesn't shock me. I'm not paying him that money. I'm more thank you, no bad words, nothing, but good luck to you in Atlanta. You, would you pay him? And I think you're telling me you thought he lived up to expectations.
I do. Maybe not Rick Spielman's expectations when he signed him, hoping there'd be a little more regular season success and, you know, certainly more postseason success. But for Mike Zimmer's expectations, certainly what it seemed like as he was coaching, and for Vikings fans who I think reacted to when he signed here is, wow, that's a lot of money to spend on a guy who's average and maybe just a bit above average. He was that guy. That's who we paid for. That's who we paid too much for. But I don't think he underperformed at all. I think he, maybe you could even say he slightly overperformed what Vikings fans and what a lot of the league thought he was at the time. He was fine.
He's a fine quarterback. That's it. You've just nailed it. Mm-hmm. But when you join a team which has the number one defense And the idea is, how did Case Keenum do this? If you get a very good to great quarterback in there, you're headed for more wins. The wins didn't happen. Okay? And again, I'm acknowledging the defensive plummet. I'm acknowledging the offensive line until this year wasn't good enough. But when you signed him, and if you sign him, Dave, and say, you're going to get him, he's going to be durable, he's going to be likable, but you're winning one playoff game, and that's living up to expectations? What smoke do you have right now, and how soon can you send it to me?
Like I said, expectations and hope are very different things. I think he lived up to expectations. He did not bring the hope that Vikings fans or people within the team had.
Do we have drug testing under this new ownership? Because you need to be drug tested. Jack is calling in. Is this Jack Nicklaus calling in? That'd be great if it was. Jack, what's on your mind?
Yeah, golf is on my mind, too. It's 60 degrees up here.
Yes,
so exactly. I totally agree with you. In fact, I've been waiting for someone in Minnesota to start talking like you because, well, I don't know why anyone would want Kirk Cousins. I mean, he's 36, what? Coming off an injury like this. I mean, I didn't like him in the first place, but the Vikings can do better than Kirk Cousins, but they could do a lot worse than this Sam Hartman who left Notre Dame. I think he'd be a great quarterback in the NFL.
Thank you, Jack. It's funny, the perception of Kirk, and Chip is unavailable at 208. Hopefully Chip's going to join us at 235. Either way, we'll get back to it because it's such a big story. Until like the Netflix series, Dave, the public was really down on him. I feel like the public as a person came onto him, then the Kirko chains poking fun at him. I don't think we can turn this into he was lousy. I just think there's a time to say we had our fun, we had our attempts, it's time to move on, and we wish you nothing but the best. And also, we're jealous. You got $45 million per. CBS and Susie next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.